Recording in progress.
Okay. We left off in the midst of our discussion of the Shita of the Bahag, and we pointed out that there were three Shitas in terms of Bracha Mivereres. One was the Bahag, Bracha Mivereres Kodemes, and we decided, most Rishonim understood, against Tosos, that that was how we read Ula. Then we had Tosos, right, who said that, no, there's a chiluk. Hadama Kodem Veshahako Baha'etz Eino Kodem Lehadama. And we had two ways of explaining this chiluk, right? One was based on the Rav, which was that only Kedima is over Shahako, and the other was based on the Rabbeinu Peretz and all the other Rishonim that got to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. This is where we left off, that every bracha mevureres is kodemes, except for ha'etz v'hadama. Right, and we suggested, Zachariah wanted to say, it's just like quantitatively a smaller gap than everything else, or maybe I want to say that qualitatively, it's actually not mevureres, and you can't bring raya from b'diavad, because after all, b'diavad means funny things, mezonos, etc. Okay, that was, I think that's where we left off. The third shot is the Rambam. What does the Rambam say about the kedima of a bracha mevureres? Trick question?
Nothing.
He gives you all the rules. It's not like he didn't discuss the sugi. He gives you all the rules and he doesn't say anything. Why does he not say anything? Well, our sugya doesn't say anything about bracha mevureres, right? Where's bracha mevureres in our sugya? That's coming from the story of Bar Kapra and Daf Lamentes, and the Rambam doesn't quote it. Who else doesn't quote anything about bracha mevureres, including anything from the story of Bar Kapra? The Riff. Right? So the Rambam and the Riff say there is never kedima to a bracha mevureres. Oh, what did they do with the story of Bar Kapra? Right? What does the Bahag do with the story of Bar Kapra? He takes the ball and runs with it. What does Tosos do with that story? He says, that's different. That's Hadam and Shahakol. I'm talking about Hegetz and Hadam. They're two different levels. What does the Rambam and the Rif do if they ignore this? They say there is no such thing as Kedima of Hadama over Shahako. But it says Mefurish and Aflamentes that there is Kedima of Hadama over Shahako. So what about the story on Aflamentes Amud Aleph? So look over, that's not super hard to get out of. There are three basic answers in the Mefarshim. One is the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes, he doesn't quote by name, but he quotes this the Shita. And he says, don't bring me a raya. First he quotes the Bahag, and then he says, Yesh Mefarshim, she says, Elohaya Elakaspi Alma. And call welcoming, Kpeidin Ve'eloch Shivas Bracha. No, that was just getting mad. It's not exactly clear what he means by that was just getting mad. What I think he means is, these are the svaras of the Talmidim of Bar Kapra. Who says we follow them? Bar Kapra, that was their svaras. Bar Kapra got mad at them and said, he basically got mad at one and says, you should have listened to the other. Got mad at the other and said, you should have listened to one. That doesn't mean he agrees with any of them. He thought all their svaras were shnuss. He was just getting mad why each one disagreed with the other, right? What was his lashon? His lashon was, and he previously said, he made it sound like he was agreeing with one of them, but he wasn't really. He was just discussing who he was angrier at. He wasn't really agreeing with any of them. And I think that's what the Me'iri means to say, says the Me'iri, that bar cup, that really, let's say a little better, that's what they thought. They thought this, but he was just getting mad at them. He was not endorsing, the Gemara is not endorsing their shitas. That was just getting mad at people who had stupid svaras. I think that's what the Me'ir means in that like cryptic line. The Achronim generally try to answer this with mainstream halachic techniques. What do you do when the Rambam paskins against the Gemara? You say that Gemara is a leader to one side of Machlokas, and we paskin like the other side of Machlokas. So basically, the two drachim of understanding the Bahag become the two drachim of answering up. Gemara for the Rambam. How did Tosfos understand the Bahag? That the whole inyan of, remember how Tosfos understood the Bahag? Oh, Ula's not bringing in Brachim Vureris. That's later if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because Brachim Vureris goes with Zayin Nin. It's an objective criterion. So he says very Pashut. He says, the Talmida Savru Ki Rabbi Yehuda Ve Rambam Verif. Well, it's going to work better for the for the Rambam and the Rif. Pasku Kechachamim. Right, only Rabbi Yehuda holds you go by Brachim Verifers, just like the old Zayin Minim. That's based on Tosos's pshat in the Behag. Right, this goes with the Hezver of Tosfos in the Bahag. That how does the Bahag fit into our sugya? Oh, he's like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Chachamim, not like Ula. And the Nachlas David here, or the Divrei David, it's, you know, in the Bar Ilan they call it the Nachlas David, because they gave it all the same name, really. Like half of the Masechtas were published under Nachlas David, half of them were published under the name Divrei David. But in any case, the Nachlas David says that, and here it's not really going to work for the Rif, but it's going to work for the Rambam. And that's why the Nachlas David doesn't mention the Rif. But says the Nachlas David, he says, and this is based on the Hezber of the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the Rush in the Baha'i, that where did the Baha'i come into our Sugya? He came into our Sugya with Ula, right? Hezber of the other Rishonim. In the Bahag, what does the Nachlas David say? He says, Bark the Talmidav Savru Ke'ula, because it was Ula, according to both Rishonim, who said, and then obviously go with the Seder of Racha Mivureres, the Rambam Pasak Ke Deya. Remember, we don't know who it is. And that was like Ula. But the Rambam Paskins know that Af Vishayin Berkzein Shavus Machlokes. Not like Ula, then Varchalzeh, Yachagrech, and Varchalzeh. And therefore, the Rambam didn't Paskin like the story of Bar Kapra. Okay, so the Rambam gets out of this Leg Gamrei. Let's just figure out Halacha L'maisa. How we Paskin. Right, so we discussed all the Lumbus last time. Let's just figure out halachah l'maaseh how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel says, "Hey, view the fun of darshah b'kasher bari pri eitz, darshah b'kasher shahakol bari pri eitz kodemesh. She chashuva she'ena poteres al dover echad. B'chein bari pri adam shahakol." Right, meaning that's only poteres dover echad. That's mivureres. Shahakol is poteres everything. But they may view the fun of bari pri eitz and bari pri adam ezim sheyirta yakdim. You go buy whatever you want. There's no against the Bahag. Right, he's clearly not like the Rambam. He admits the story of Bar Kapra is valid, and every other bracha comes before Shahakal, but Ha'etz doesn't come before Hadama. The Yesh Omer Shabar Pri Ha'etz Kadim. So Halacha Lamaisa. This is, and specifically, if we go through it, this is the Shulchan Aruch. And that Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Yesh Omer in the Shulchan Aruch. And he omits the Rambam with Gamre. The Mishnah Brura is Machriya here. That in Sifkatan Yudches, Viskima Achronim de Nachum Linho Ki Yesh Omer Hazeh Im Shneim Shavim Bechavivos. Right, and if there's no Min Shiva. If all else being equal, then you might as well be machmer like the Bahag if it's not going against any other shita. Because, like, why not be machmer like the Bahag? Let's say I have a cucumber and an apple. Neither of them are shiva saminim. I like them both exactly equally. Then why not be machmer like the Bahag? You haven't lost anything. So that's what says the Mishnah Brura. The Hachra, the Mishnah Brura is, says the Mishnah Brura, that if the Hadama is Chaviv or Shivas Haminim, right? How did the Hadama be Shivas Haminim? Let's say it is puffed wheat, right? Or puffed wheat, that's Shivas Haminim Hadama. Then you should not take Nihon for the Hag. But if the two foods are otherwise equal, then you might as well be machmer like the Bahag, because you have nothing to lose. The two are a tie, you just pick randomly to flip a coin, you might as well be machmer like the Bahag. Okay, how about the kedima of all the other kinds of brachos? So if you go a little further in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Dalet, he brings down what we know from the Gemara, that Kala Kodem, Bepasuk is Kodem Lebracha, and Kodem and Pasuk doesn't mean the order of the Pasuk, it means from the word Eretz. But then the Ramah adds, from the Ravina Peretz, we mention, V'davka Shachal Anovin Kamosha Hein, Avalim Asam, Yemi Yayin, Shekhovei Bracha La'atzma, V'rv Yagofen, Chashuva, V'hi Kodem Es Levarach Olav Tchila. Hagefen comes before Ha'et, even though Geffen is after Zaysin and Tamarim in the Pasuk, because it's before, but Geffen is third from Eretz and Zaysin and Tamarim are second. Nonetheless, Hagafen comes before Ha'etz. Grapes go after dates and olives, but wine goes before. Aval Maisa Kedera Michmish Mine Dagan Hichashuba Yosir Grikse Yayin. But Maisa Kedera Hamazonos even more Chashin than Yayin, and therefore comes before Yayin. So we clearly paskin that every bracha verse is kodemus except for ha'etz and hadama. Why? Because hagafen comes before ha'etz and mezonos comes before hagafen. And later on in sif, hey, the Rama says birkas hamotzi kodemus birkas mezonos. So everything is kodem to everything except for ha'etz and hadama, which may ikar dimi paskin not like the Bahag. We're just machmer like the Bahag. We're just machmer like the Bahag, all else being equal, when there's no cost. And one last detail. The Rishonim discuss, what do we mean by, they're all bothered according to the Bahag. Kol HaKodem, in the Pasuk is Kodem Lebracha. So the Rush or Bini Yonah, and everyone asks this on the Bahag. They say, doesn't Bahag have to admit that anything kodem the pasuk is kodem lebracha? In which case, chiten saora or kodem to geffen tein of rimon, at least to geffen tein of rimon, right? And chita is kodem to tamarin. And Tosa says at the end that logically the first eretz should be the second eretz when it's a tie. So chita would be kodem to zesim, and saora would be kodem to tamarin. Which is not explicit in the Gemara, but it makes sense. So that proves that Hadama comes before Ha'etz. That's against the Bahag. Yeah. So how do they defend the Bahag? So they say no. According to the Bahag, clearly, the fruits have to come before the Hadama. Ah, so what do we mean by kolakodim pasuk is kodim lebracha? What do the Rishonim say to answer the chita, chita, saora, gefen, vechuli, before everything else. For the Bahag, what are the choice to answer?
Bread, not process.
That maybe, well, it doesn't have to be bread, maybe chit and saora in the pasuk don't mean, chit and saora in the pasuk doesn't mean, well, here it gets a little tricky, but one answer is no, chita and saora are kodem. Let's see. Kolakodein bepasuk, kodein lebracha means mezonos of chita usaora, not koses, right, or kloyos, or etc. Right. Let's say kloyos. Right. Good example. Or koses. Okay, not koses and koyos. Or what's their other possibility? Their other possibility is that that when they said kolakodem lebracha, right? That's what the Rush says in the end. What does the Rush say? Give me half a second. The Rush says this, I think, all the way at the end here. He quotes the Bahag, and he says,
"Just you take out the Sora from the Cheshbon."
Someplace here. Okay, here's the Bahag, and here we are. What about the fact that kolakod nevracha comes first, so chita sora comes first? Igilamayim the toya pasu daisam zonos or hamotzi, because for sure birksam motzi or birksam zonos is more chash. But kos zachita would not be kodem to bori pri eitz. That's one answer. The second answer is that no kolakodim. But pasuk kodim lebracha means only within birkoseihem shavos, meaning chita comes before saora, and in hadama chita comes before saora, and in ha'etz, what's the order? Zayis comes before tamar, which comes before Geffen, which comes before Te'ena, which comes before Rimu, right? Using the special math. Okay, Rabbi Yonah, also everyone has the same two answers. I think that second answer only works if you have the Gersa Amar instead of De Amar. If you have the Gersa De Amar, they're saying, well, what's the Nafkamina, the Machlokes, if they're different brachos? Oh, which bracha is first? So obviously, it's all got different brachos. You have to say the first answer. Second answer, the answer says, "Oh my, we're not talking about different brachos anymore. It's a new part of the sugya." Shulchan Aruch interestingly says, "Ha dechito saora kodmin davka kshaasameim tavshil opas." Paskins like the first answer of the Rush. When is chita saora kodem? When you make a tavshil or a pas of all koses chita. I mean, both answers basically agree. Shabakasa bori pri adama. This is Shulchan Aruch involved. In heyamin ein kodemes lebirkas bori pri ha'etz. Right, the Shulchan Aruch just paskins like the Rush that koses and chita doesn't come first. the Hadamah doesn't come before Ha'etz. Now, this is a little funny because you need this answer for the Bahag, right? Meaning, what would the Bahag say? What's he basically saying? Is that it doesn't mean that Kos Sachita comes before Ha'etz. Rather, according to the Bahag, Ha'etzki comes before Kos Sachita.
Yeah.
We don't hold like the Bahag. So why don't we say that Kos Sachita comes before why don't we say that Kos Sachita comes before Ha'etz? So that's the machlokis that the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, which I just wanted to briefly mention. So what are we basically saying? What does the Rush basically say? The Rush says Koseis, both answers come to the same thing. Koseis es hachita eina kodemes le peiros. Rather what? So he's defending the Bahag. The Bahag says Ha'etz comes before Adam. Ha'etz kodem lehadama. For us, it's not so pashut. Rather what? We don't hold like the Bahag. Ha'etz is not kodem lehadama. So rather what? For us? So that is a bit of a that is a bit controversial. So rather what for us? Rather for us, since it's ingrid between shavos and ha'itz doesn't come to adama. So what comes first? What? So chaviv comes first according to one day in the Shulchan Aruch, or according to the other day in the Shulchan Aruch. Mashiyirta, do whatever you want. Rather for us, lididan, right? Chaviv. Oh, Mashiyirta, right? Just like in Sif Aleph, because that's our rule of Ein Birkoseim. That's our rule of Ein Birkoseim shovels. Just do Chaviv or Mashiyirta, whatever you prefer. The Mishnah Berurah's Torah was Chaviv comes first, and if there's no the Mishnah Berurah's Hachra was that Chaviv comes first. What's interesting is the Rashba. There are two ways to understand why Kosis Zachita doesn't come first. So does Kosis Zachita not come first? What are the two ways to understand why Kosis Zachita doesn't come first? Kodim lepeiros mi shiras haminim. So, why isn't Kos Sachita first? So, based on everything I've said, you will answer. Kos Sachita doesn't come first because exactly the rule of Ein Birkoseihem Shavos is not Shivas Haminim. Right? That's why it doesn't come first. Either according to the Bahag, the rule is Brachim Vareris. And according to us, the rule is Chavit, or whatever you want. There's no rule of Shivas Haminim in Ein Birkos Hayin Shavos. And Hanani, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Amora, who said even Ein Birkos Hayin Shavos would go by Shivas Haminim, Kosis would come first. But what does the Rashba say? The Rush is ambiguous about this. What does the Rashba say? Who remembers? We had this Rashba earlier on Daf, all the way back on Daf Lam Zayin of Aleph.
The Chita story in the Pasuk is only made Mazel.
It's not in the Pasuk in the first place, right? Chita Usaora in the Pasuk doesn't mean koses, only muzzle. Remember, that was the sheet of the Rashba. This is the Rashba.
Is it different than one?
What?
Different than one for the Bahag?
Ah, So that's why I wrote this carefully. Kol kodim pasuk kodim lebracha means bezonos, not kosis uklayos. Is that because the pasuk only means bezonos, or because the kedima only means bezonos? Right. That's basically my question. Is that the kedima only means bezonos because of brachim v'meres, or is the pasuk only means bezonos? That's how I wrote it ambiguously. Anyway, lemaisa, what's the nafkamina? It could be the nafkamina is, although the Mishnah makes it a little more complicated. What if they are equally chavit? What if they're equally chavit? Mm-hmm. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. Chav Zayin, although he makes it more complicated. The other nafkamina is the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. We just read one. In Yudches, what if you have Kloyos and apples, and they're equally chaviv, right? Do the Kloyos have any kedima to be choshish for that shita? That's a very fundamental question. That tied into why we learned it, the question of what's the bracha achrona and kosa chita. If it's not in the pasuk at all, then it should be bar nefashos. The question of the clearly Rabbi Gamliel doesn't require benching on Kos Zachita. What does the Chacham say about Alamechia? Okay. So what can we say? Let's just say this a little better. Even though it is in the Pasuk, the rule of Shabbos is not to go by Zayin Minim, so we don't care what's in the Pasuk. Okay, the nafkamina is Chakira. We already had a bunch of nafkaminas, right? One nafkamina is Bracha Achrona Bekoses Es Hachita. Do you say Bore Nefashos? Or do you say Bracha Achas Me'in Shalosh, which is where we had this on Daf Lamed Zayin. Nafkamina is Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yudches. How about if you have Kloyos V'tapuach V'shavim V'chavivos? Okay, if you say that Kloyos is in the Pasuk, and this is Achra the Mishnah Berurah, then the Kloyos comes first. If you say Kloyos is not in the Pasuk, then you should worry about the Mahag, and then you should say the tapuach is kodem lehachmir kedas behag, and the Mishnah Berurah there is counting Kloyos as part of the pasuk, not counting on this Rashba. Again, it could just be as a chumra b'yalma. And the other nafkamina is the discussion of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chav Zayin, although it is a little more complicated, which is what about Kloyos the, I don't know, Anavim, let's say, Vishavim Bachavivos. So this is Machlokas, he quotes between the Gra and the Gra and the Magen Avram. He says the Magen Avram says if there's Kloyos and Gefenteina, Verimon, Zayas, and Vash, and you like them equally, make the Brach on the Kloyos. This is the Magen Avram. Kloyos Kodman. Why? Because they are in the Pasuk. They come first in the Pasuk. But the Gra says, no, Kloyos are not Kodman. There's no Kedima here. And once there's no Kedima, then we would probably be Choshish for the Bahag, and, or we'd be Choshish for the Mishnah Berurah itself, we'd be Choshish for the Bahag in the end. But he says, Woaz Linan, the Chlal, says the Gra, Ein Kedima L'Kloyos. Now, the truth is, if you look inside the Gra or the Shar Tzion, the Gra has two reasons. One is because he says the Rashba. And the other one, he says the Rashba, that there's no Kedima for Kloyos. His other reason is he thinks that once it's Ein B'Kosein Shavos, maybe we don't care about the order of the Shar Tzion, even if it would be impossible. So the Gra has two tainas. I'll put it a little star. That the Gra says, even if it is in the Pasuk, we don't care about the order of the Pasuk if it's Engel Kersan Shavos, because Kubo says, who cares about Shavos and Engel Kersan Shavos. But the Gra says there's no kedim on klayos. Okay, so that's a very fundamental machlokas. Eretz chitu saora based on that Rashba and Dafin Dalet. Does chitu saora when all the Rishonim defend the Bahag and say no, it's not that klayos are kodem. Is it because klayos aren't in the pasuk, or because even if there's a pasuk, they're not kodem? Mm-hmm. The Rush is somewhat ambiguous, even though you might say he leans towards Rashba. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura does not have sort of a clear maskama lemaisa, because I guess it's somewhat of a suffix. But he's choshesh that maybe players are in the pasuk in Sifkat Yud Ches. He's mitzarif to the gra that maybe players aren't in the pasuk in Sifkat Yud Chaf Zayin. And lemaisa the ifrit didn't lose a burden of fashos on players, but we're very nervous about it, and your ratio might be not there. So the answer is that we don't have a clear hakra on this. We don't have a clear hakra on this question. I will just mention one last halacha lemaisa point, which the Mishnah Brura brings up in. Sifkat Kafei is the famous machlokas between Bulvush and the Magen Avraham. Is the adifas of mizonos strong enough to override the order of Shos Aminim? Right? If you have a barley stew, what do we call barley stew? Cholent, right? Cholent is barley stew.
Yeah.
Cholent versus olives.
Yeah.
Cholent is hadama, olives are ha'etz, but olives are first from Eretz, and cholent is or is second from Eretz. So he brings a machlokas there. The Magen Avraham thinks that the zeisim come first because mizonos is not really so chashev. It's interesting. He thinks mizonos is not so chashev. Why? Well, maybe because it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says hamotzi is chashev. Mizonos is hamotzi. So that, so it's chashev and not so chashev. And it does not beat the order of the Shiras Aminim, the Lavosh, based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Lavosh says that it does. Hamotzi always wins. Hamotzi is always more powerful, regardless of Shiras Aminim, and the Prima Gadol. I put in brackets, makes another afternoon of this. What about rice versus olives or grapes? Right? Mm-hmm. Rice is not in the Shiv Saminim, but it's Mizonos. What wins? Does Mizonos win, or does the Shiv Saminim win? And he seems to say it's totally in the same machlokas. And therefore, since we pass them like the Lavush, that Mizonos always beats everything, Lahore, even the Mizonos of rice, should beat other things. That's all the ha'aros I had. Just threw in a few lemaisa ha'aros. The Mishnah Brura at the end, right, has a very nice summary of the Seder Hadvarim, right, in Lamed Hey. What does he say? He says, first comes Hamotzi, and then within Hamotzi, you go in the order of the, species, and the order of the species is interesting. Chita before Sa'ora. And Kusvin is a kind of chita, but it's not in the pasuk, so it gets a halfway status. So it's after Sa'ora, and Shibul Shual and Shifon are a kind of Sa'ora. So they come after Kusvin. So like the order within the Chmesh Shemini is chita, Sa'ora. And then things that are like chita, Kusvin, and things that are like Sa'ora, Shibul Shual and Shifon. And then comes Mizonos. And we paskin that Mizonos even beats Zaysim, no matter what it's Mizonos of. And after Mizonos comes Hagafin. After Hagafin comes Ha'etz and Hadama. Within Ha'etz, you go in the order of the Pasuk, which is Zaysim, Tarim, Anovim, Te'ina, and Rimon. And only if there are two things that are the same bracha, and then Ha'etz and Anovim Bishahakol, the only time we go by Chaviv is when you have a Ha'etz and a, and a Hadamah. Or if you have the same bracha, so halacha lemaisa, what do we say? Hamotzi comes first, and the order is chita, seora, kusmin, Shifon v'shiboles shual. Then comes mazonos with the same order. Hagafen. Then comes, what is the order again? Zayas, Tamar, Geffen, Te'ena, and Rimon. Interesting, he doesn't put here the Kleios, but after that, L'chora would come, Kleios or Koses, De'chita, and then of Sa'ora, because he is Machria, that, he didn't express this super well, I must admit. Then Ha'etz v'hadama, and then Shahakol. Within Ha'etz and Hadama, you say if it is all Ha'etz, Zayin Minim wins, and Alpi the Seder. If it's all Hadama, then the Mishnah also was Machmir, that Zayin Minim wins, Alpi HaSeder, even though he doesn't mention that. Right here.
Don't you mean if Shneim Chavivim also?
If it's Ha'etz v'Hadama, then you go by Chaviv, and if they are, if they're both Chaviv, you go by Min Shiva, in accordance with the order of the Pasuk.
That's the Magen Avraham, right?
And although he seems to agree like the Gra, you go by and if they're not, then right Chaviv, if equal, you go by Zayin Minim, and if they're both not the Zayin Minim, then you go by Ha'etz to be Machmer for the Behag, and if they're all the same bracha and not Shivs Aminim, you all go by Chaviv. Okay.
So how do you know when you're following the Magen Avraham and when you're following the Gra? How do you do this?
He gets the what?
What system are you using to decide if you're following? Sometimes you're following them with the Baha'i. Sometimes you don't follow.
He makes Akra based on his logic. Okay, and I guess if, what do we just have to add? That whenever you have different species that are all not Shivas Aminim, that are all the same bracha, you always go by Chaviv. And any, if it's the same bracha and there's no Zayin Minim, then you go by Chaviv. Okay, that is the bottom line, and I think we're ready to go by here. Yes? Yes, now he doesn't mention this here explicitly, but this seems to come out from what he said earlier. Right? For some reason, he doesn't stick this in here, I admit. He doesn't throw this in at all, but that seems to come out of what he said earlier. It's an interesting question why he doesn't mention this explicitly. Okay. Yeah.
He also leaves out Shalim in all the summaries.
Ah, interesting. Okay, he also leaves out Shalim here. Interestingly, Shalim, where is Shalim in Siman Reish Yud Aleph in the Mechaber? What?
Nowhere.
Where is he in the Beis Yosef? Nowhere in Reish Yud Aleph. Where is it in the Rambam Perikhes of Hilchos Brachos? Nowhere. Is Shalim relevant here? Okay, now that Zachary brought it up, I realize I should give it a quick mention. Is Shalim relevant here? Who brings Shalim into Reish Yud Aleph? Where do we find Shalim is very, very important?
To bread.
In?
Grace.
In bread, right? We find Shalom is super important, right? That's what we had not so long ago, right? That Lamates Amad Beis Hevil Lefnehem Sisim Ushlemim, etc., etc. Right? You want to go to Simukuf Samaches? It's full of Shalim. What about Shalim? It's a great question, right? Let's just make ourselves one question. Shalim. So it's mentioned in Kuf Samaches. It's not mentioned here. What do you make of that? Why is Shalim in Kuf Samaches? And not here.
Shalom matters by bread and not by other.
So maybe only for a pass, and that's why it's not here. Meaning, is a whole apple better than a half apple? Now, interestingly, in that sugya, remember by truma we had, right? Batzel shalim chati batzel. But that was truma, it wasn't brachos. Maybe I could say it's only for pas. Why might it be only for pas? Because what word do we associate with pas? What? What do you do with pas? Betzia is a pas. Betzia is chashav, your botzea shalim. The whole point of a pas is betzia is a pas. Okay, betzia is a pas. But what's the point of betzia? You're breaking up a unit. You are divvying up. Then if you have something shalim, it's more chashav, because you're botzea. There's no betzia on a... There's no betzia on a cherry tomato. So, well, who says a whole cherry tomato is better than a half cherry tomato? Right? Who says there's a milo shalim? Maybe you could say there's no milo shalim. It's only for pas, and then you would say it's a din in the betzia. But says the Magen Avraham here, no, of course it's shayach here also. And Echanan and Shaiach here, why didn't they mention it here? They don't mention everything everywhere. Right? Dear Torah, Nid Malcolm Echler, Shir Malcolm Echler says, no. It was already mentioned. Samach al Masha Kasav v'simen Kuf Samaches. Meaning the Rambam was somach on what he wrote earlier in the Mishnah Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch was somach on what he wrote in Daf Kuf Samaches, and the Gemara was somach on what they wrote two daf earlier, and the Magen Avraham says there still is it in Shalim. Give me a second, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sivkatan Dalid, that Min Shiva beats Shalim, right? If you have, for example, a whole apple and a half of a date. Min Shiva beats Shalem, but Shalem beats Chaviv. But Shalem beats Chaviv. And that comes out of Simon Kuf Samaches, that Min Shiva beats Shalem, but Shalem beats Chaviv. And that's what he paskins, that the Maila of Shalem beats the Maila of Chaviv. However, in Sukkot and Gimel Sharet Zion, he points out that it's not, and where does he get that from? He gets that from, give me a second, Simon Kuf Samaches. What did we say? Remember, if you had a half tita and a whole saora, what are you supposed to do?
Shake both together.
What's the ikar din? The ikar din is really that the chita is better. We're just machmer to take two together. So we see that chita, which comes early in the list of Shivas Aminim beats Shalem. But if you have and then we will finish this inyan. If you have a shalim, which is a little lower quality, mevarach al shalim afilu pas kibar v'katan v'chatichas pas nekiu gedola pas kibar, low quality flat bread as they call, shalim beats chavit. Obviously, white bread is more chaviv than black bread. Obviously, high quality bread is more chaviv than low quality bread. So we see there that min shiva beat shalim and shalim beats chaviv. So we just apply the same thing here. Min shiva beats shalim, and shalim beats chaviv. What? Well, we're only talking about Kufs HaMaches is only talking about Birkos Seim Shavuos, right? And this is in Birkos Seim Shavuos. This is in Birkos Seim. This is talking about Birkos Seim Shavuos. Correct. What if? Right. What if Ein Birkos Seim? What if Ein Birkos Seim Shavuos? So then he says. Maybe chaviv is better than shalom there, just like it's better than shivas aminim or tzarech ion, right? He's not sure exactly where it works. It gets a little tricky. Vit tzarech ion. And then he said that you saw in the Derech HaChayim, which is the Nesivos, who thinks that Shalim wins, and he's not sure exactly what his proof is, and he leaves it a little bit bitzarich ion. Okay, but at least the Derech HaChayim is achriya that Shalim is adif. Basically, the Achronim assume Shalim is adif. Why do the Achronim assume Shalim is adif? Probably, I don't know why, but probably because on Daf Lamed Tesvin Beis they had by Truma the Chatzi Batzel Gadol and the Batzel Katzon Shalim, and that sounds like there's a Maido Shlemus for everything, not just for Pas. I'll just point out that this is how we Paskin. This is the Mishnah Brura. And the other Achronim, they assume Shalim is Shaykh here. They're just not sure in Inbrikazain Shavos how to. And that's also not here, but elsewhere they say, you should always, just like by bread, you should say hamotzi before you cut it. Right, cut it a little maybe. Likewise, by an apple and everything else, say hamotzi before you cut it. Say the bracha before you cut it. If I am eating an apple, I should say hamotzi before I take, say ha'etz, before I take a bite out of it, sorry. If I'm eating a cucumber, I should say hadama before I take a bite out of it. If I am eating an orange, I shouldn't say ha'etz before I peel it, because then it'll be a big hefzik. But if I should peel it first and then say ha'etz. If I want to be really, really firm, peel it and leave the peel attached a little, and then put it back on artificially, and then say ha'etz, and then peel, and then just eat it in 1 second. Give me a second. I'll just point out that in Sifkat and Gimel, he does make one slight acknowledgement of this chakira. In Gimel, he says, the ayin, etc. Machsa shekel, the bishim kuf samaches, ishad isa. The yirish mayim of tzel shteim yachad, and mistomahu din yaninu, but magavram sasam azev, and nirat esfirle, came into that din, mylus, and shiva, other mylus, ashalam rakhlin, yusudas pashu, ikr, kthia suda, amrj, yirish mayim, yotze, gam mylus, shnesh, ashalam, asha inkim, peris, the inrik, or suda, loch, miru, came in bidina, mylus, shiva, adif. Okay, it could be, you know, is he just saying stam or not so makvid? But, you know, we are, according to the Mishnah Brura at least, a little less makvid on other foods. In which way are we a little less makvid on other foods? In that when it comes to pas, if you have chitim prusa and saorim shlema, yireisha mayim is yotze yedei shnehem. But if you have shar macholim and you have zayin minim chatuch and a shar minim shalim, you're just mevarech al zayin minim and yireish mayim doesn't have to be yotzei yedei shnehem. Maybe that's because since we're not 100% sure that we need to use the mayim of shalim by other things. Therefore, even though we will be macher the ma'alav shalom by other things, when it's just a matter of extra yirashamayim, we won't be macher.
According to the Rebbe's on this from last year, that the chilti between the same Shabbos and the in Shabbos is, are you looking for a bracha on the min, or the objective status of what you're looking at, because look, you're going to get it anyways, or no? But in Shabbos, everything's going to have bracha, you can look towards chavivos, what you want right now. Before that, should be enough to know whether or not we should go for shalom by in Shabbos also.
Ah, that's a good point. According to the Lundus, that what you want is not the biggest, best chefza, but the best bracha. Then who cares about shalom? Then that would.
As I'm saying that.
And then that would be.
Mishabura, that even though I'm willing to say it by shalom, maybe I'm not necessarily going to say by in shalom because Mishabura isn't saying this.
But like, no. That is a good vart. Meaning that might be a nafkamina of the Hakira. I'm not going to put on the board, but what did Yoni say very, very nicely? He felt the Hakira, read a Hakira. Why do we follow Chaviv such a figure. Why do we Paskin, Sif Aleph, do we follow Shivas Haminim by Shavos? By Ein Shavos, all of a sudden we follow Chaviv. So if you say we don't care at all, then we don't care at all. But if you say we follow no, what's chaviv to you, then why are you saying we follow chaviv? You were looking for the chashav bracha, the better experience of a bracha, not the better food. If so, then we shouldn't care about shalom. Shalom doesn't make you more excited. And that would be the Mishnah Berurah who keeps resisting the Derech HaChayim. That would be the Tzarchim. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't care about, who would say that we don't care about shalom. And the other tzad would have to say that. Yeah, which we had some trouble with. Right. Okay. Weiter. I just before I put on the new makoros. Yeah, please. Before we go on to the next sugya mamish, I wanted to mention one other very, very big chiddush the Rashba has here. And it comes out of clear blue. It's not to answer anything in the Gemara. He just says he thinks it's true misvara. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, what if I make a bracha on the wrong one? What if I make a bracha on the less chashuv one? Like, for example, I mean, you have to have your shita. According to Yehuda, you make a bracha on the one that's not shivas aminim. Or you make a bracha on the one that's not chaviv, etc. What if I make a bracha on the one I wasn't supposed to, according to the Baha, on the one I wasn't supposed to? So says the Rashba, bidyev, and I pater them both. Let's say I have, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, many of us, Shulchan Aruch, I have an apple and a grape, and I make the bracha on the apple, and I should have made it on the grape. Do I still pater the grape? Says the Rashba, yes. Only if I had the grape in mind. Even though normally if I have a fruit platter and make a bracha on one fruit, it automatically covers everything. The Rashba thinks no. The Rashba thinks only if I have it in mind, not if I don't have it in mind. Why? And he has an interesting formulation. He says, Eino bedin sheyeftar ha'eino chashav sachashav begrara ela derech das. It's not proper. It doesn't make sense. That an eno chashav shapat or chashav bigrara as a sort of dragging along as a secondary side effect only if you had das. That is quoted interestingly. Is that quoted by the Machaber, that Rashba? No, he doesn't make any mention of it, but it's quoted by the Ramah. Says the Ramah at the end of Siv Hey, he says, calls that, first of all, I'll point out something else just for Allah Lamaisa. The line we skipped in Sif Hey is Kol Hadam reading to Echkut Olech Chavir Hakshar Rotsa Lechem Mishneim Lachin Yish Lahak Mechav Bo Chashav Avalam Eina Rotsa Lechem Mishneim Eina Varech Rak Al Zeh Shar Rotsa Lecha Afishi Gam Sheini Munach Lefan Ab Trumas Hadeshen. If you have two things in front of you and you only want to eat one, then obviously you can make a bracha on the one you want to eat. You don't have to take the other one into account. It doesn't count. Certainly, if you have only one thing in front of you, you can make a bracha on it. So, if I don't want to eat something at all now, not that I want to eat in a certain order, I don't want to eat it at all, then I just make a bracha when I want to eat. And a corollary of that is, but Kolshkin, let's say I'm in a restaurant, and I'm waiting for the bread, and meanwhile they have water on the table, or they have some sort of appetizer or whatever, or I'm waiting for the mezonos, and meanwhile they have adama, I don't have to wait for the seder brachos for the more chashuv thing, I just make a bracha, what's here now? You don't have to eat something you don't want to eat or not eat something you do want to eat because of the Seder of Brachos. And you don't have to wait to eat if you already have something on your plate. If you're in a restaurant, they give you a glass of water, and you're waiting for the bread, you make shahakol, drink the glass of water, you don't have to wait for the bread.
Mostly people work for the bracha shenisita.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So this
even so.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But in any case, the end of the Ramah says, "Chol zed tzarich la'hakdim ein dafla hachila v'al aver birach al sheni im abrachu shavos yotzei ve'in tzarich lachzor levarach al zeh shayil la'hakdim." As long as you had da'as in it, but not if you did not have da'as. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, says he quotes the Lashon of the Rashba, even if they're both in front of you, if I had two equal things in front of me, apples and oranges and pears and nectarines and plums, and they're all equal, and I make a bracha on one of them, it automatically includes all of them. But if one is more chashiv, and I make a bracha on one that's less chashiv, it doesn't automatically include it, only if I had das. Why? De'eino b'din she'yifters mi she'eino chashiv, it's a chashiv derech grora elo b'kavana. Okay. And then he goes into some other halachos, and then in Lamed Gimel, he comes up with some chumras. He says, what if you have an esrog and a zayas in front of you? Right, or an apple and a grape, right? And you like apples better, then what do we paskin? If it's one min, the grape comes first. So if you make a bracha on the grape, it includes the apple. If you make a bracha on the apple, it doesn't include the grape unless you had specific havana. And then in the end, he says, well, all these are machlokes rishonims. L'chachila, after all, the Rambam says you should make a bracha on the apple. And where most rishonims say you should make a bracha on the grape, therefore he says, whenever you have two things, it's always good to have explicit kavanah to pater both of them. That way, according to all Rishonim, you don't have any chashim eating without a bracha or bracha latala, because you had explicit kavanah for all of them. So, bottom line, it's always good to have explicit kavanah for everything, because if I have an apple and a grape, and I like apples better, then according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, a bracha on the grape would automatically cover the apple, but according to the Rambam, it wouldn't. So therefore, it's better to have explicit kavanah. Okay, but I want to go into the lumdus here for a second. What is this derech gerora and derech kavanah kind of thing? Right? It seems from the Rashba, like he's saying, there's some lumdus chiluk called derech gerora and derech kavanah, that there are two ways, if I make a bracha on two things, there are two ways that a bracha could pater the second thing. It could pater derech kavanah, or kapakar derech grara, meaning there is a sort of direct and indirect grara. There's what somehow the bracha goes on X, and then it's also gorer Y. The bracha going on X, I don't care if it's chashiv, not chashiv, whatever the bracha goes on, it goes on. To say it also brings along Y, no, a chashiv can bring along a non-chashiv, but a non-chashiv can't bring along a chashiv. And if so, then the Rashba is committing himself to the following question. If I have many foods, right? If I have many foods, what is the original chefza of the bracha? And what is nigrar achar habracha? Right, what is also Gerera? What does the Rashba seem to assume? The Rashba seems to assume that the original Chetz of the Bracha is basically defined by Kavana. Whatever I Kavana for is the original Chetz of Shal Bracha. What's Nigra afterwards? What's Nigra afterwards is, if there is no explicit Kavana, but munach b'fanav, etc. Right, as the Mishnah Berurah says, or even if it wasn't munach b'fanav, if it's brought in front of me while I'm still in the middle of eating it, that can continue. That seems to be against something I mentioned the other day. I know the Tosos. Remember the Tosos at the end of the one about Shir Bracha Achrona. He throws in this random Yerushalmi about the Torahs. The Og Yesh B'Yerushalmi, well, I actually mentioned the Yerushalmi about Bracha Achrona, so Agav, oh, while we're talking about Yerushalmi, let me throw in this other Yerushalmi. A guy was eating Torahsin, and he made a Bracha on one Torahs, and it fell out of his hands and landed on the floor. He has to say, Bracha Nifo Machoso, and say another Bracha on the next Torahs. And they say that's different from someone who's drinking from the river because they made Korah thought they were going to drink the water that's downstream. Here he made Korah thought he was going to drink this tormos. So hold on. He's got a table full of tormoses. And l'chora he had in mind, now I don't know what the case is, but it sounds like he had in mind, see, even more than one tormos. Tormoses are very small, right? You ever see a tormos? Trick question. What? Ah, very good, right? The size of a bed bug, you know, from Hilchos Nida. You never went on Tiyol to see the Tormosim? Givat HaTormosim? Right? People go on a Tiyol to see, like, the flowers of the Tormosim. They don't realize that nowadays it's a protected flower. It's actually against the law to pick it. But in the old days, it was a food crop. The flowers were pretty, but you can't eat pretty. But if you pick it, you can eat the seeds. So it's hard for me to imagine the guy had in mind to eat only one Tormos. L'chora, I mean, that's the question. Maybe he had in mind to eat many Tormosim. So if you read the Mechaber in Se'if Reish Vav, Simon Reish Vav, Se'if Vav, says the Mechaber, again, reading just the Mechaber, I gave you the Bir Halacha, who says, don't think the Rambam is interpreting the Mechaber, he's arguing the Mechaber. Nathal b'yadav prila achol bir halacha, nathal b'yadav nevad u'nimas, tzarech lachol avarech af b'isha yimosem in the fun of Yosek Shabir Chal Rishon, v'tzarech lomar baruch shen kol machzoli lomvayed, al shahot tzim shamayim levatala, etc. If I take one, I don't know, I take one blueberry to eat, and I say, bird creates, and then I drop it and it gets lost or disgusting, I have to say another bird creates and eat another blueberry. Why didn't say it depends if I even mind the other blueberry or not? Says the Gatz Dharma says, Rach lo hayal av daito lo achlo. That it depends by das or not, but the mechaber doesn't, as the Bir Halacha says. Apni loshen ram mash luchor du mefarsh diber mechaber, but emes einu king lo das mechaber sheitzu l'dina shita tosos arush v'gam rabbi Yona afilu b'daito behedya al kol achlo gam kin tzarch lachzol avarich the ikur berkasa yal zesha ochis biyadav ashar nigrar achar zememeva. What does he say? Only the one in my hand the bracha is on. Everything else is grera. That's against what the Rashba says, which is that whatever I have kavana on is the original bracha, and only whatever I have kavana on is greater. Niral and Yizdaiti, that taka, this is a machlokas rishonim, that if you have, here we have simon reish yod aleph, sif hey. If you have simon reish vav, sif vav, you want to know what does the Mechaber say? Says the Mechaber, you know what? Only Ochez B'yado. Everything else is Afilu. Even if you're miskaving, whatever is not in your hand is only Gera. That's how the Bir Halacha explains, and I think, you know, I don't think there's another way to explain the Mechaber in Simon Reish Vav Sif Vav. Only what's in my hand is the direct chetz of the bracha. What I had in mind to eat besides what's in my hand is only derech grera. And therefore, what's in afkinu, the bracha's chal, what's in my hand. If I drop it, it's a bracha. Latala bracha, nekvel machasol, lomet, I have to say another bracha. Right? Therefore, what's in afkamina? Nafkamina is derech al she'eno chashuv. Then is kaven liftar es hachoshev is potter. What's the nafkamina here? Birach al pri v'nafal miyado v'nevad berkaso levatala. And then the Ramah comes and argues. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says no. Anything you had kavana is considered what you originally intended to eat. He says the case of the guy only wanted to eat one tormos. No. If you had no explicit kavana, but it's munach befanav, etc. That's greater. And therefore, says the Ramah, what's the nafkamina of the Ramah? The nafkamina of the Ramah is that birach al pri. V'nafal miyado v'nevad, em niskaven Mei Kara Al Har Bein Peiros Ochel Shar Ha Peiros Al Smach Birkaso. Right, that's the machlokas machaber and Ramah. The machaber thinks the bracha is only going on what's in my hand. If I drop it, partially from machsoli over my head, say another bracha. Ramah says no, everything else is greater. But the bracha needs to be chal before it can have brera. The Ramah says, yeah, the bracha needs to be chal before it can have brera. But everything I have in mind is the original chalos habracha. Therefore, if I drop one, as long as I have in mind to eat a few blueberries, then I can still eat them. I'll smach. I say I eat, I drop one blueberry, eat the other blueberry, no problem. Only if I didn't have in mind, let's say I didn't have anything in mind. I took one plum from the table. And I didn't have in mind whether I would eat more plums or not. Then, if I drop it and it gets lost, I say bar shem for machsol a little bit and it's latala. Because what's down on the table is only greira. Now, what I want to claim is that maybe the Ramah here is l'shitase. The Ramah is the one who quoted the Rashba. I want to claim the Ramah is l'shitase. The Ramah quoted the Rashba here because he holds in Siman Reish Vav that the original chetz of the bracha is whatever I had in mind. Greater is what's on the table or what's going to come in the middle of my eating that I didn't have in mind. And therefore, he passed like the Rashba. The Machaber didn't bring the Rashba because the Machaber is also l'shitase. The Machaber says, no, the original chetz of my bracha is only what's in my hand. Everything that's not in my hand is greater. And therefore, I can't agree with the Rashba. So if I agree with the Rashba, I would have to say that what's eino chashev is never potters what is chashev. And that far, I don't want to go. Right? I'm not saying Havel Ram Machaber did paskin. I'm just saying they didn't paskin like the Rashba. Sorry, I should say Rishu Aleph. So what I'm claiming is that this Ramah is l'shitase, and the Mechaber l'shitase doesn't bring the Rashba. Okay, what does he say? I don't know. But l'shitase doesn't bring the Rashba because they have a fundamental machlokas here. What's greira and what is the original? What's greira and what's the original bracha?
I'm not sure why it's so much the original chetz of the bracha is different according to the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. Why can't it just be that they disagree about what nigrar is? And the Ramah says nigrar is not, it's not traditional nigrar. It's not that it's going to be following up. So I think it's about da. And where I would have a distinction between what's on the chart is that according to the Ramah, if I have da on a blueberry that's outside of the room and I have my first blueberry, then that would be covered. According to this chart, it might not be covered because it's not munachal fanah. If I have a second blueberry, so I'm eating blueberry A, second blueberry is out of the room, not in front of me. Now I go and get that blueberry later. If I had Dot to eat that blueberry the whole time, maybe the Ramah would say that's Nigrar. Because Dot is Nigrar, it's equivalent. You're saying, no, it has to be actually Munaf the Panada afterwards.
You're saying is that it could be that when the Ramah claims that whatever you have Das on is not Nigrar, but is the original Bracha, maybe it has to have Das and be Munaf the Panada. That's what you're saying? You're admitting we're not the fun of
that. Yeah, meaning that plays a larger role. Yes, that plays a larger role. That's what I'm saying. That plays a larger role. According to the Ramah, that is necessary across the board. Just like the Shulchan Aruch, that is not necessarily necessary. It's much more technical. It's about what's in all your holding, what's in front of you. So the Ramah would say you need that. Even and that's what Nigar is. I said, like, that's that.
I'm not sure what you're saying. No, Nigar is if you don't have Das, but it's Munach Panach. He admits that potters even.
Did I miss something? Which case is this?
Let me make this clear. If I say a bracha, a normal bracha, is poter A, what's in my hand, right? Or even if it's not in my hand, what I'm looking at it first, right? What's in my das? What's munach lefanav, even without explicit das? A normal bracha potters, I pick up a grape. It potters that grape. It potters all the grapes I have intention to eat. And even though I have no intention, it potters all the grapes on the table. And even more than that, it potters any grape someone brings me while I'm in the middle of eating the grapes. Right? So, and not only grapes. The grape in my hand, any fruit I have intention to eat, and not only that, any fruit that's on the table, or fruit that they bring me while I'm still in the middle of eating the fruit. The question is, No, this is clearly Gera. This is clearly the Chefza Shel Habracha. What I'm claiming is Machlokas, Mechaber, and Ramah. What about this case? Something's in my das. It's better than Gera. Right? These are all mutter for me to eat. I can eat them. I'm not Nana without a Bracha. But says the Ramah that this is the original Chetzer Shel Bracha, because the original Chetzer Shel Bracha is determined by my das. Says the Mechaber, no, this is not the original Chetzer Shel Bracha. This is only Gera, because the Chetzer Shel Bracha is determined by my Maisa, what I'm holding. This is only Gera. Basically, the Ramah says, what I have in mind to eat is the same as what's sitting on the table without thinking about it. It's Gera. The Ramah says, what I have in mind to eat is the same as what's in my hand. It's the original Bracha. What is the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is... the Nafkamina is... What if the first fruit falls and gets lost? So I can't eat without a new bracha. That everyone agrees. Everyone agrees if it's what's sitting on the table, I can't even have a new bracha. If one fruit falls on the floor and gets lost, rolls down the sewer, I take one blueberry, rolls down the sewer, and I have more on the table that I had no das on, I can't eat it without a new bracha. The machlokas b'chaber and Ramah is, what about something I das on? Says the Ramah, I can eat it without a new bracha, and therefore it's not a bracha latala. Says the machaber, nope. I can't eat without a new bracha. Basically, this is the machlokas in Siman Reish Vav, right? Do we say, the Mechaber says, nope, what I have in mind is the same as what's on the table. That's Gera. Gera doesn't work unless I have the original bracha. If there's no original bracha, I say, Barshan, Kol Machson, a new bracha with the Gera. Says Ramah, no, what's on the table is Gera. What's on the table, I can't eat without a new bracha. But if I had in mind more fruit, then that was the original bracha. And then I can eat it without a new bracha. What I'm claiming is that Ramah is Lishitase. What I'm claiming is that Lishitase, here says the Ramah that, with Da'as, the Eino Choshev is Poter Es HaChoshev. With Das, the Eino Choshev is Poter Es HaChoshev, even though the, you know, in this case, the Eino Choshev is not Poter Es HaChoshev. And that's the Rashba. I'm claiming the Ramah is just a Rashba. The Rashba says, if I have Das, that's the original Bracha. Eino Choshev, Poter Es HaChoshev. It's not Poter Es HaChoshev. It's the original Bracha is going on two things. But if I don't have Das, it's just on the table, that's Gera. Through Gera, the Eino Choshev can't extend through Gera to the Choshev, and the Mechaber would not agree. Right? The Mechaber would not agree. Because the Ramah says, Das is a different level than just being on the table. Das is the original Bracha. Being on the table is Gera. So if I'm Das like a Pater, what would the Mechaber say? I don't know. The Mechaber might just deny that there's any such distinction b'chlal. But the Mechaber would disagree. Says the Mechaber, with Das is no different than Munach Lefanav. You can't make the Rashba's distinction according to the Mechaber.
Maybe the Rashba holds that Kavod is only necessary and you made the wrong bracha. Since you made the wrong bracha, then you have to compensate by the wrong. But if you make the right bracha, you should make the kavana right. You shouldn't do wrong.
You mean maybe the Rashba would disagree with the whole Yerushalmi of Tormas? Okay, it could be, but if we're assuming we're working within the Yerushalmi of Tormas, just which way to go within that, you know, how to contour the boundaries of that Yerushalmi, then the Rashba would be relevant.
Maybe Rashba, my impression was that Kavana is necessary because he did the wrong thing.
Yes, but notice he says Kavana is the opposite of Grimra. It's only Mepatu Kavana with Grimra. He makes Kavana the opposite of Grimra, and Grimra is already a broader concept. Right? I mean, he's not just saying, oh, like we've been under, your kavana was not to go out of the order of the chachamim or something. Or, you know, when you violate the halacha, then you need kavana to show you're serious. He's saying, no, there's kavana and there's gerira, two different types of pottery. And that's why I think he's really saying something more kvali. Okay, I'll just point out that you could tie this in, although the mechaber is not l'shitase, to a question from Rashi in the beginning of our sugya, and with this we will actually finish up. Remember, Rashi says when you make hadama on the tznon, it doesn't patter the zayis, because hadama only patters ha'etz if you have explicit kavana. Hadama doesn't automatically patter ha'etz. There's an interesting Shagas Aryeh who says that hadama, he reads Rashi, it's not clear. You know, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Hadama only patters ha'etz if you say Hadama on an apple.
Yeah.
Or you say Hadama on a cucumber and an apple and have in mind the apple. Rashi's not so explicit. Shagas Aryeh wants to say within Rashi that no, Hadama only patters ha'etz if... let's ask the following question. Hadama on a cucumber is definitely poter. That's obvious. Hadama on a cucumber and the apple is munach lefanav. Everyone agrees that's the case of Rashi. Rashi says if it's known as Zayas, you don't pot to the Zayas. For sure, ain't no poter. What about Hadama Bikavana on a cucumber and an apple? I have Kavana to potter both the cucumber and the apple. What's the din then? Right, it's not so clear. Rashi says, Rashi contrasts here. He says, if I say Hadama on an apple, that is Daf Memam Alafam Yotze. If I say Hadama on the Tznon and the Zayis is sitting there, I mean, I don't pop to the Zayis. I say another bracha on the Zayis. That's Rashi in the beginning of our sugya. He doesn't discuss this case. The only one who discusses this case is Rabbeinu Yonah, who says poter. Rabbeinu Yonah says I am poter. Shagas Aryeh disagrees and says ain't no poter. This Shagas Aryeh, I think, works now. Someone's not going to work here. But I think this Shagas Aryeh works according to the derech of the Mechaber. No, even if I have kavana also for the apple, I'm not holding the apple in my hand. If I'm holding the apple in my hand first, that's a different story. I'm holding the cucumber, right? Let's assume I'm holding the cucumber, right? I assume that's the case of the Shagas Aryeh, right? Let's assume, let's make this a little better. Hadama on the cucumber, but you also have kavana for the apple. Says the Shagas Aryeh, doesn't work. Why? That works well for the derech of the Mechaber, right? Who says, well, because what I have in mind is only Gerira. No, Hadama can be reinterpreted to mean Ha'etz if that's what I'm saying it on. If I'm saying Hadama on an apple, we reinterpret it to mean Ha'etz. But Begreira Hadama shouldn't pater Ha'etz. So this actually works well for the, if we just add one last thing, how about, this is Reish Vav, if Beis, or, you know, sort of Rashi Betchila Sugyin, what about Hadama on Ha'etz this definitely, when I'm in my hand, it definitely works. What about with Das? So the Shagas Aryeh says no, ain't no poter. That makes sense. Because what's he saying? If it's in my hand, that's what the bracha is going on. But if it's just begreira, no. The wrong bracha doesn't pop to the wrong thing, begreira. Right? If I say mazonos on a cookie, and I also have in mind, oh, I heard that mazonos poptures everything, so I'm also going to have this mazonos go on my apple and my orange juice, doesn't work. And this is Rabbi Yonah. And most poskim would say it is poter. Why? Because they'd say what I have in mind, the original Chetzer Shel Bracha, I'm originally saying Hadama on the apple, and therefore the Dievet it works. Well, the Shagas Aryeh would say, no, I'm saying Hadama on the cucumber, Begreira I'm trying to prop to the apple. Begreira I can't prop to the apple, so I think the Shagas Aryeh is based on the same Hakira. Okay, what doesn't fit in here is I'll mention two other Shitas. One of Shita, the Machaber here, says that as long as I have in mind, it does work. That's certainly what it sounds like from the Mechaber. The Mechaber basically, according to what I'm saying, the Mechaber is not working well l'shitase. Ha'yil funer pri'adam pri'etz b'irchal pri'adam niskavin liftors pri'ha'etz. Exactly the description. I'm making on the cucumber. I have in mind the apple also yatza. So the Mechaber is not so consistent. I think what the Mechaber might have to say is just that, no, he thinks that ha'dama going on ha'etz does not depend whether it's the original bracha or greira. Hadama always poptures ha'etz. Maybe especially if it's a bracha koleles. What I would like to say, I don't have support in the achronim, is that he might admit that the greira hadama poptures ha'etz, unlike the lumdus I said earlier, he might not say that for mazonos poptering oranges. But the mechaber himself is not l'shitase. The mechaber might just say that he thinks Adam Patrin the 8th doesn't make a difference if it's greater than the original bracha. It just automatically works. And the only reason you need Das is because otherwise there's an undo you didn't need to.
Sorry, does this really say with Farash that, like you said, is over here, that if the first fruit falls and you're holding the second fruit, that you can eat the second fruit out of bracha? It seems to be like you cannot eat the second fruit out of bracha. He said that if he's holding it, but he doesn't say that. It's a deal with Lashon, maybe?
I mean,
why is that? I feel like that's
what he's putting what's in your hand, right?
No, we're not really saying that you get to make another bracha because the second
I see what you're saying. What if I have two in my hand and I intend to eat one of them first?
Okay,
inch line.
No, but being that makes a huge distinction. Also,
we'll find out. Anyway, okay. Again, the Mechaber might just say that this whole Indian of Ha'etz HaDama is not relevant to greater and makes no difference if it's greater or not. But we do find three places where we see a machlokas about the status of where everyone agrees what's in my hand, that works. Everyone agrees what I didn't have in mind doesn't work. The machlokas is, what about what I have in mind? If I make a bracha on the Eino Chashev, what I didn't have in mind, it doesn't pop to the Chashev. What about what I had in mind? Or, if it falls on the floor, can I take another one and use the same bracha without saying a new bracha? What is in front of me doesn't work. But what if I have in mind, or if I say Hadama, and I have in mind, and there's also Ha'etz, what's in front of me, it doesn't potter. What about what I have in mind? We have three places where we have a machlokas about the status of what I have in mind, and I think there's a fundamental machlokas here. How do you define the Chetzer Shel Bracha versus the Greira? Right? Is the Chetzer Shel Bracha defined by Das, and Greira is whatever was not my explicit Das, but I didn't exclude from my Das. Mm-hmm. What's my explicit Das? It was my neutral Das, my implicit Das, that's Greira. Or do you say no? The bracha is defined by the chef, by physically. Whatever I'm picking up and about to eat, that's the bracha. Whatever I have in mind or didn't have in mind or is in any way connected is only greira. And that's machlok. We find three places, and at least two of them, I think the Merchab and the Ramah, are lishi tassam.
Does the Ramah say that if you want to eat both things, then you have dina kadima? If you're eating only one, you don't have dina kadima, right?
Yes.
What? So Friday night, you have the challah and the wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Why do you need to cover the challah?
Because you are eating the challah.
But you're eating it later.
What do you mean later?
Not eating it now, but the Seder HaDvarim.
No, that's called now. Just because I want to eat X first and Y second, that's not what the Ramah meant. The Ramah meant I want to eat something this meal and save the other thing for another meal. That's not the case now. If I have challah on the table. And right now, it's not time for lunch yet, and I just want a chop pickle from the table, then I don't have to cover the challah. I'm eating the pickle now, the challah is for later. But when I'm in Kiddush, I'm eating the challah in 2 minutes. It's just that they're both in the, I'm eating them both in the same sitting. It's just that I want to do it in a certain order. That's a case where you'd have to cover it to avoid violating Seder Brachos.
Okay.
Let's just at least take a bite of our next sugya, which is a very, very important Lamaisa sugya. Itmar, they brought you fruits in the middle of the suda. They need a bracha beforehand and not afterwards. Why would they need a bracha beforehand yet be covered by Birkas HaMazon afterwards? There's more than one opinion, but what is one opinion? Why do they need a bracha beforehand but not afterwards? What?
You didn't have it in mind?
I didn't have it in mind, interestingly. Meaning I didn't have it in mind beforehand, but afterwards, by now I know, so I have it in mind. Good, that's one possibility. We'll see who says that.
They're not covered by the Hamotzi, but they're covered by the...
Why? Why?
Because they're not Hamotzi things, but they're
not. They're not bread, and they're not even going with the bread, but they're still food.
Yes.
Maybe Hamotzi is on bread, and Birkas HaMazon is on food. Okay, good. Two good possibilities. The two good possibilities, really. That's Rav Huna. V'chein Rav Nachman tunu bracha b'nei tunu bracha l'achreim. Rav Sheikh shesamer tunu bracha b'nei l'fnei b'nei l'achreim. Nope. Did you need to say a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona? Why? They're just not connected to the bread. They're separate things. She'en l'cha dover shetan bracha l'fanu b'nei tunu bracha l'achreim l'paspa b'kisnin l'vav. There's nothing that only needs bracha rishona and achrona except for paspa b'kisnin. Uplied Rav Chiya, and they're both against Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is a third sheet. The Rav Chiya paspa teres kolmine meichol v'yayin poter kolmine mashkin. That bread ponders everything, all foods, even fruits, and you don't need Bracha Rishona or Achrona. Okay, no one passing like Rav Chiya. We'll see Machlokas whether we pass like Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, or Rav Sheshes. Just one side point here. Pasabah B'Kistin is the only thing that needs a Bracha beforehand and not afterwards. What do we mean by Pasabah B'Kistin needs a Bracha beforehand and not afterwards? This is a Machlokas between who and who? Lopsided Machlokas? Rashi and Tosos. And who does everyone else in the world agree with? We might not have gotten to it yet. Rashi versus everyone else in the world. Right? What about Pasaba Bekisnin? No Bracha Achrona. Rashi versus Tosos and all the other Rishonim. What's the Machlokas? Rashi says, what's the case? Not during a meal. Not in a meal. And what does Tosin and everyone else say?
Before benching.
Means in a meal, before benching. What's my focus? Are we talking about in a meal or not in a meal? When it means a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona. Rashi says it's talking about outside a meal. Tosos and everyone else says, Mehefi Tesa, how could there be no bracha achrona outside the meal? Even if, what does sometimes no bracha achrona mean? Part of Hashem. But still, Pasaba B'Kistin is made of grain. Right? So everyone is Tama on Rashi. Right? They just don't understand. Right? But they're going to have to explain them. Right? But,
you don't have
Kasha, why is there no Bracha Achrona if it's not in a meal? If it is in a meal, then you would say benching postures it. Right? Right? There's no Bracha Achrona because it's the Birkas HaMazon is Poteris. Right? What are they saying? Rav Sheshes, you, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, think Birkas HaMazon postures everything, even fruit? No, I think in a meal, the only thing that Birkas HaMazon postures is possible with kisnin. Everything else that needs its own bracha rishona needs its own bracha achrona. Okay, then it makes sense for Tosfos and everyone else. You have to explain it. It makes sense. Things that are not really part of the meal need a bracha rishona. You think benching postures everything. I think benching postures possible with kisnin, but not anything else. But Rashi says, no. Here we're referring to stam. If I stam have some crackers, have some, what are they? Ublis. I have some ublis, some sweet, clearly sweet, nutty wafers. Sweet, nutty, unleavened wafers. Then I say bizonos, but I don't say alamechia. Maybe I say bernefashos, right? But I don't say alamechia. And this is a big tema, why I would say mazonos and not say alamichya. How did it get to be 1 o'clock so quickly? Someone must be cheating. Maybe if we could get the blast room to move closer to the speed of light, we could have more time before 1 o'clock. Okay, so that's maybe you don't answer that question, but we will have to leave it for next time. Okay, so what are we picking up with next time? I want to briefly discuss this Rashi and Tosfos, which is definitely a side point in the sugya, and then get into the Shitas and the Svaras as to what's patterned by the Suda and what is not patterned by the Suda, and hopefully move on a little from there as well. Okay, Adkan, just take the whole board and replace the previous picture.
Recording stopped.
Yeah, take the whole board and let me decide.